All right, folks, I'm going to call this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission to order for Wednesday, October 16th, 2024. Please set your phones on stun and let's all stand for the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Lambert, nice to see you. Please call roll.
Present. Here.
I see him. Talk, Derek. Unmute yourself, Derek. He's muted now.
Dave Papalanos.
Here.
Ron Weir. Robert Ochi.
Here.
Present. William Baker.
Present. We have a quorum. Moving right along. Next up is the approval of minutes from September 18th, 2024. I'm sure you've all reviewed, modified, any changes. What say you, gentlemen?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion. We go ahead and accept the minutes as presented.
There's a motion to approve the minutes from September 18th, 2024. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? Be there none. Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
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 Robert
Ochi. Yes.
Levon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along. Next up is the chairman's report. Thank you for all coming out. It's October. Can you believe it? This is about a $275 million man-made flood control project that if you do not do the maintenance, things that will happen that are on those pictures from September 2008 that are starting to curl and turn green. It's been a long time, but never forget why we do what we do, because if you do not take care of a man-made structure, things like that tend to happen. But we're far better prepared today than we were prior to September 2008 as far as a community, because we're working together to make sure something like that doesn't happen again. This is a true economic development project in so much as by doing and completing this flood control project, there's 4,000 properties that no longer have to pay mandatory flood insurance. Now, it's important that they still pay flood insurance if they're close to the river, because if we get 10 gallons for our 5-gallon bucket, there's going to be an issue. But by not having to pay that mandatory flood insurance, there's close to $5 million that come back into our community every year that would normally go to pay for that mandatory flood insurance. We're also helping with regards to all the tributaries that come into the Little Cal. So it's a watershed project, not just the 11 miles of flood control system that the Army Corps would put, all of the aspects of the system to make sure it works cohesively to do what it's supposed to do. And it's really difficult. Water flows downhill and it goes to Lake Michigan, and some of it gets diverted over to the quarry. But it's important that we continue to focus on why we're here and what we're doing. And number one is to make sure the events of September 2008 do not happen again. That's enough of that. Next up, we're going to need an approval of claims for October 2024, but I'm going to need a motion for said.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the claims for October 2024 in the amount of $374,916.37.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Discussion, Mr. Repay.
All right. I'm a large problem. We'll go through some of the more interesting ones. Superior engineer for pump station upgrades, as I put in my report, and you'll talk about later, the PLCs are already to be installed. We have to get SIM cards from AT&T so that the notifications will go out through text messages to the people that we want them to do it. So Superior is complete with those portions. They're just doing they did the final touches, and now it's turned over to Glim. Glim's will be installing them. If they didn't do it today, they'll be it when it's nicer out in the weather. That's 74,400. Wiltshire, clear blockages at Colfax. We actually went Colfax all the way to the railroad tracks. That debris is still there. So what we're going to do is we're going to get that burn box and take care of that. That will happen within a week. 50,000 for the town of Griffith. That's a part of our agreement that we signed, 5, 6 years ago. It was more than 15, so 9 years ago. What happened was, just to remind everyone, when the Army Corps built that levee system, which was a separate federal project. They once again did not have any maintenance built into that that contract. And so when we went and got the funding, part of that deal was to make sure that we would maintain that project as well. And so that's a reimbursement for their maintenance and to make sure that they pass the inspection. So long as they pass the inspection, which they did, we would then give them $50,000. That's mowing, cutting, all the check valves that need to be greased. So that's a yearly event, so long as they pass their inspections. Days construction for sealant and crack filling from Burr to Colfax. That will take care of the Burr segment of the levee. And then we have site services that is doing, which is not on this bill, they're doing Hammond, Highland, as well as Gary. They're halfway through Gary right now on the South Levee. And so we would expect a bill here probably next year or next month. We have two from VVP Enterprises, that's Virgil Popa, for clearing from the walls. What we did was we took the inspection report, saw that there was the encroachments, and we basically told them, here's the checklist, go out there and cut all these trees down from State Line all the way to Klein Avenue. They'll also, what you'll see is we are working with, and not on the financial report, but they will be doing the Katie Marsh ditch from where they stopped at Chase at Klein Avenue, going all the way to the east. So besides all the utility bills, if there's anything else that's out there, those are SNPSCO bills.
I have a question. Yeah. The consulting services for the Native Prairie at Deep River, is that a one-off?
No, that contract for Stantec,
yeah,
that it completes that contract. So they were the ones, when we built the Rock Ripple, we built the 4-acre butterfly garden mitigation for our folks at the state.
So what are we calling that? We're calling it the Native Prairie?
You have to maintain it for 5 years, and this is the end of it right now.
So this is the last of the five-year program?
Unless you want to extend it to make sure that the proper plants are growing there, no invasive species go in there.
Are there any butterflies?
There are.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You should go out and visit.
Thank you. Maybe I will.
I'll take you.
All right, any other questions on the bills? Either none. Mrs. Lambert, we have a motion and a second.
Yes.
Yes.
Sarah Nimitz?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Robert Oshie?
Yes.
Lamont Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. Moving right along, Ms. Repay, what's happening in the field per the executive director's report?
So, as I mentioned, we go through the checklist of deficiencies that the Army Corps provides us, and we try to fix them. And one of them, it has been and will always continue to be the levee safety, levee security. So because the chairman likes large boulders and they've been effective, we...
Say that last part again? They were?
They were.
Okay.
We have started to install even more, because what happens is over time people have hit the bollards that we have, they've hit the posts, they run them over, they pull them out. But what we have found is it is very difficult to move a large rock. Some of you, I think I shared with the video, I've tried to get the video on my screen, it doesn't work so well, of the how effective that boulder was in Lake Station, where the driver was not paying attention and she ran over it. So we are working to secure the levee even more so now before. I mean, hunting season has already started. But when hunting season really gets in gear, people start getting more and more creative in how to get around and through things. So we're working to secure it. We've also fixed a path that goes, if you're familiar with the area off of Burr Street, goes to Bob's Lake. Not sure who it's named after, but it's always been Bob's Lake to me ever since when I started in 2010. So what was happening was ATVs were running out the top of the levee. It's still stone at that point, and it was going down to the fabric and into the clay. So we had to rebuild that, and that's what we've done now. I think we started Monday, and I think they're already done. The cleaning and video culverts, which are a part of every 5 years, will be going out here after this meeting, advertised and opened at our November meeting. So cleaning culverts and also videotaping. It'll be broken down into three segments. You will have Gary North, Gary South, and then the third component is the culverts that run underneath the expressway, which is a totally different contractor than normal. With I can't, I mean, it took proper dams and everything else to do it. So that will be going out, and so you guys will see a copy of the advertisement. You can feel free to share it with whomever you like, and it will be advertised in all the places we advertise, including our website. As I mentioned during the financial portion, we did crack sealing and seal coating. That will, part of it's done. It should be done by the end of this week, all the way to Martin Luther King from Chase Street. We were going to begin Crady Marsh clearing. Harsh ditch clearing has taken place. So basically everywhere from Main Street north to Wicker Park is clear, and we will be taking a canoe trip. Several of us, I'm still hoping I'm going to go down from parts from Plum Creek and Dyer to Wicker Park. So we're going to document all the outfalls and anything else that we see damage wise after this was after this is complete. Sourman Woods, they are at the final stretch of the component of the flood control. They need to attach a couple culverts infrastructure underneath. I think that's 231. To make it complete for our purposes. Security cameras, I just talked to them today. They will be mounting those shortly. I talked to them this afternoon, so I would hope by the end of this week. And then they attach to our entire system, and then that way we'll be able to monitor the natural spring now that we have power out there. The parking lots in Hobart are complete, paved, lined, and Derek is pleased with them. So that's all that matters to me, that they didn't hold any water in this last event. Kennedy Avenue Bridge, we're still negotiating the design plan upgrades with the engineer. And then we've had a large discussion with the Army Corps about 408s. We have several of them out there. One of them is stabilizing the toe of the levee. That one's close to being complete. We have the changing of the closure structure in Highland and Hammond by the visitor center, and that supposedly will be to us shortly. And then the last one is Sandbar, which is a more complicated process that we need to get through some permitting and some negotiations to get that passed. Otherwise, that's really all I have, unless you have a question about a project that I did not mention.
All right, any questions for Mr. Repair? What's going on in the field?
Dan, is the breaker, that $1,100 for the breaker project, the last payment?
Yeah, that's a good point. That is the last reimbursement we have for Griffin. So they were project managing it, and that is the last payment we have to pay them. So it's done, it's completed. And that was really the reason why we were able to release the $50,000, because that passed the inspection. It was under construction before, or we knew about it, but yeah.
Okay, the other question is the boring issue with Army Corps. Any update on it?
That was a part of the 408 discussion. Just to recap for everyone that isn't aware, trying to put it in the easiest terms, the Corps is requiring us to have multiple engineers on site for 82 of the borings that are scheduled. That's pretty costly. Our argument is it's going to be the same group that is doing it, and our rationale is we have a vested interest in this being successful. We wouldn't do something to our own levy that would basically sink us. I brought up a scenario off of Columbia Avenue on a Thursday evening when I found a large oil company from this area drilling 110 feet into the ground off of Columbia Avenue, that they didn't have a permit. No one was on site. They didn't provide any things. And what did you do to them? And their answer was, well, we just asked them what they were doing. So I don't understand that. So the argument to them during our large meeting was, why would we be treated worse than people that don't have a beneficial interest in being it successful?
What was the response?
Their response is,
we'll get back to you.
No, that. It's, you'll appreciate this. It was along the lines of the Rivers and Harbors Act of 1899. Their policy says, so if you would like to revisit that, then you must go to headquarters, and so we might have to go do that.
So how much money are we talking about extra?
Probably $500,000.
One last thing, Dan.
Yep.
Where are we at with Wolverine?
Wolverine is done as far as on our property. Okay. Like, meaning things that are, like, the last one that they did was off of Clark Street, where it was actually on our property off the NIPSCO easement. They have, I believe, two or three, I don't work on them, but I'm just guessing. I'm just trying to count in my head. Two or three where they have low cover areas that they have easements on that we don't own. So they have to deal with the property owners themselves directly. So I don't know where they're at, but I know the ones that are on our property, they completed, but they felt that they had to come back and do some more in the future just based on the design put those pipes underwater in some situations, which they are not designed. Those pipes were not designed to be underwater.
Okay.
Not speaking for them, just my opinion of what they said.
Your Katie Marsh project from Klein to the east. Are we going to mitigate the Craig Mighty's while we're in there too? Is that part of the plan?
No, the plan is just really to get all the leaners and the dying trees out of the way, which was what we did from Hartstitch to Klein. So that was really the, because to get rid of the Phragmites is a process. And so we're looking just to make sure that nothing blocks them tree-wise. Now, Phragmites can definitely choke off the ditch, but we're looking for more of the trees. And the general rule of thumb, at least from the board, is you like to do those when the leaves start falling or when they're falling. So that's why we're starting now. And they'll work through the winter. They'll be notified by the county. They have a mailing list. And so they'll notify the county that we'll be going through using the county's equipment on that ditch. They gave us permission to do the work.
Got it.
Now, as you know, it gets pretty open there from a couple of segments where it's really wide open.
Right.
Was that broad?
If you're traveling down Colfax and you look due west, you'll see huge swaths of phragmites.
Yeah.
That's why I asked. And in some areas, it could be almost half of the space between the two walls. Yeah.
The Corps is undertaking a phragmite identification project where they want us to identify where phragmites are.
Hmm.
We gave them some suggestions. I know you look at me like you're surprised, but I get it. I know.
Do they know what they look like?
Yeah, send them a picture.
Well, never
mind. Any other questions for Mr. Repay? Letting them off easy.
Oh, really? I don't feel like it.
All right, moving right along. Next up is other issues, new business. Let's go down the line. Mr. Castellanos, you're up first.
I'd like to thank Dan for reaching out to minority companies to participate in some of the construction that we're doing. They had a chance to see Dave's construction's work and what they were doing. They did an excellent job out there on the levee. And also I want to compliment Dan. I got a call from Leona Chandler from the Maryville District Councilwoman, and that she said that she really appreciated the fact that you gave that lady a lot of good information in order for her to handle her flood issues at her property. And that's about it. And other issues is that, we're doing well, and just wanted to wish everybody that considering that the coming season that's coming up for voting, wish everybody go out and vote. And I hope they take a lead from what we're about. This is probably the most cosmopolitan board you may see in the state of Indiana, composed of African Americans, Latinos, Asians, and Caucasians. And even though we represent different issues and different parties, we do one thing about us, although we may disagree on things, but at the same time, we still work together. Thank you.
Mr. Ochi.
I'd just like to say thank you to everyone for taking the time to attend the meeting tonight. Information conveyed in these meetings are presented for the purpose of transparency and information. Has never been intended to be transmitting project information reporting that is incorrect or misleading. The commission and its commissioners are here to be objective in their mission. Comments you hear tonight in our reviews of our material that we review every month are based upon logic, integrity, ethical, professional best practices. I would hope that all residents, stakeholders, partners, and advocacy groups are void of any political agendas and share our mission as the commission shares these.
Thank you. Mr. Gazdacki.
Thank you, everyone, for attending, and other than that, nothing to add.
Mr. Wyszlinski.
Appreciate everyone coming out tonight, and look forward in the future, hopefully the near future, to be in our new meeting room. Thanks. That's it.
Mr. Whitaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The same thing to that others have already said. And just looking forward to continuing to work with the community and get, you know, community input as well into doing what we can to help the watershed project and help us, you know, do a better job at our cost. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Nimitz.
I have nothing to add. Have a good evening.
Mr. Wicklund.
Nothing to add.
Is today the day, Mrs. Lambert? All right, that being said, we'll move on. Next up is my favorite part, statements to the board from the floor. Statements to the board from the floor. If you'd like to help us, please come up to the microphone, state your name and address for the record, and let's go. And going once, going twice. Bring it back up here. Next date for the meeting is going to be in November, which is right now the 20th of November. Check the website as far as locations. We're getting ready to start transitioning to the new office. That will be the location once that's ready to go. Mr. Repay, what's the address? 9401? 9410. So check the website to see how that's going to work out for the next meeting, and I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you very much. Enjoy the holiday. We'll see you in November.